Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Christian Arcand, Andy Hart, nice to have you with us here today. I want to say thanks again to Tommy Kern for joining us. We'll be joined by Rob Bradford here in about 45 minutes. And also in 45 minutes, the Boston Celtics will be joining President Joe Biden at the White House as they won their NBA record 18th championship back in June, beating the Mavericks. They will visit Washington for the second and final time during the regular season. So they're going to be playing the Wizards. I almost said the Bullets. They're playing the Wizards. They're in D.C. They're going over to see the Prez. The Celtics first visited the White House as champions in 1963. And the president at the time was John F. Kennedy. The last time they went was 2008 when they met with President George W. Bush. Of course, they had a bunch in between there, to be sure. I am interested in this only because of one man. And that one man is Joe Mazzulla. Because I don't know what he's going to say, but I know he's going to say something. I know he's not just going to walk in there and be like, wow, what an honor. What an honor. The Oval Office. Ooh, the Situation Room. Wow, this is so great. You know he's going to do something. You know he's going to do or say something like outrageous.
This is like a Saturday Night Live skit, because could there be three people that might be less on the same page than if you sat down Biden, Harris, and Joe Mazzulla? I feel like she'd be cackling and saying something. Mm-hmm. Biden would be, well, whatever Biden is at this point.
Yep.
And Mazzulla is talking about, well, I could jujitsu roll, and then, you know, you got fight coins. Hey, Prez, what do you think of this idea? You get 5 fight coins.
I feel like Mazzulla is going to be really into, like, the Secret Service.
Oh, he should be.
You know? Like, that seems, like, right up his alley. Yeah. Wearing a suit, having the sunglasses, having a gun, like, just, you know, any moment getting ready to just shoot somebody. Like, that seems like more Mazzulla's lane. The politics, I don't know if he's political. I don't know who he voted for. Certainly doesn't talk about that thing. I could see him being completely apolitical and just thinking that all politics are stupid and that it should just be, like, survival of the fittest and the jungle, you know, jungle rules and stuff, like whoever the strongest man wins, you know, that type of thing. Like back in the day, you know, Hammurabi, eye for an eye. Like, forget about politics as we know him. I could see Mazzulla being like that. But I'm very interested in he's going to stand up there and speak, right? The coach always stands at the podium and talks.
Usually.
I cannot wait to hear what he has to say. I feel like we should go live to it, except Bradford's coming out at 4:30, so I don't think we can.
Damn
but,
it.
You know, at some point, at the very least, we'll play it for you later, because
a lot of people will forget I'm president, including me. But guess what? And by the way,
are you watching SNL this year?
No.
No?
It hasn't been bad.
It hasn't been bad, but
no.
For the 50th, it's like the 50th anniversary year, right? And they're having all these old, it's like a shadow cast, right? Because they have the regular cast, But then they also have Dana Carvey and Kyle Mooney and Andy Samberg.
Yep.
And what's-her-face who was playing the Kamala, you know, what the hell is her name? But, you know, like all these sort of past cast members have been popping up for random things. And it's not been great. Like, it's been fine. There's been some funny sketches, but there's been some pretty bad episodes. I still watch SNL. But, yeah, I think that there's a lot of potential here. Maya Rudolph, thank you. A lot of potential here for, like, SNL, Missoula at the White House.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that could be.
And you may not even need the SNL version. You may just be him.
Yeah.
Like, it may play itself.
Missoula may do or say something that prompts them to, like, write a whole sketch about it, right? Like, I think that could happen. Missoula may do or say something so weird that SNL decides, all right, we're going to do our open about Missoula at the White House.
What if he does the opposite? What if he shows you and says something so, like, astoundingly poignant for the time that it just changes the world?
I would be astonished. I would be absolutely astonished.
Well,
and listen,
he's a guy.
I like Joe Mazzulla. It's not like I don't like him.
And he's more confident. We talked about it with Scal yesterday.
Right.
I do think he has been emboldened even more so to be comfortable, not just in his own skin, but where his own skin fits in the whole world and the hierarchy and that whole thing. And that's fine. That's good. That should be. I think there will be entertainment value, though. I absolutely. There's always something that comes out. Remember, you mentioned Larry Izzo yesterday when we were talking about the high school kid.
Right.
But remember when Bush said, is it Izzo or Izzo? Is it Izzo or Izzo?
Right.
And he didn't know how to announce. Like, there'll something weird will come out of it. And
Izzo, like H to the Izzo,
right,
is what you have to say. Yeah.
If the Celtics are who we thought they are or mm-hmm. think they are, they're going to have the chance to be the last here with Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then to have, see Trump next year at this time.
Sure.
A bunch of McDonald's.
Although, when Trump was the president, didn't he tell the Warriors, like, or the Warriors didn't want to go, and he's like, actually, I don't want you to come, or something, right? Wasn't there a whole thing with them?
Yeah, but that's Steve Kerr and the Warriors. I don't know if he'll have the, I mean, are the Celtics going to be so politically motivated they don't want to talk?
I kind of doubt it, but Jalen Brown's on the team, you know, like, maybe.
He could be.
You know?
Jalen
Brown, he's another one. I wonder what he's going to do.
Could he do something?
He might have
something
to say.
Because this is a platform
yeah.
that even some of the Patriots over the years have used for global politics or just, you know, causes that they want to promote or shed some light on. And Jaylen Brown is absolutely a guy that I could think could go down that road.
I'm a little surprised Brown's going at all.
Well,
right?
I think because Biden. So what I was just going to ask you is if this is next year, Trump's in, does Jaylen go? Then I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know
either.
The second one. I think the first one obviously is a little different.
You
like
go.
You go for the first one.
Yeah.
And then once you've gone before, who was it? James Harrison who's like, why don't they invite us when we don't win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And it's like, because you didn't win the Super Bowl, you dummy.
What, are we going to invite everybody?
Who's
and everybody
play?
Could go.
Sure, yeah. Everybody.
Who's going to play Missoula on SNL? Michael Che or Keenan. Not Keenan, though. I don't know.
Not Keenan.
Maybe they could bring someone.
I mean, there's only like three possibilities, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Without going down a dangerous
they could bring
road.
Like a
I think
guess.
We're already down the road.
Yeah, I think we're there already. But yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I do wonder, though. Do you have a problem with it when guys don't go to the White House? I've never, ever had
I don't have a problem, but I think of it like you do. Like, it's the White House. The first time, like, if you can go in the White House, you go in the White House. Like, you want to.
Sure. But if you really don't like the president.
Yeah, but to me, you're not going. No one says you're going. In my opinion, the Celtics are visiting what? The White House.
Right.
No one leads with the Celtics are celebrating with Joe Biden. You know what I mean? Like, the president is almost secondary to the
I guess, but they come
the
with,
building,
their,
the
with the jerseys that say Biden and
yeah.
Harris on them and stuff.
Yeah.
And they stand there
yeah.
and they have to stand behind him and everything. I don't really. Like, I've always thought Larry Bird skipped going to the White House one year, you know, like and every Tim Thomas, like there's
but
been
did
a lot
he just
of
not want to go or was it a political statement?
I don't know what it was. But the point is this is America and you should be allowed to do whatever you want.
And Brady went to the Apple store instead.
Brady did. Right. Yeah. When did he? It was the 2016 one. Is that the one that he skipped?
Was that lineup? Maybe.
I can't remember. But yeah, I know he skipped it one year. And I think that in general, if you don't want to go to the White House, don't go to the White House. This is America. You don't have to go to the White House.
Sure.
This is communist China where you have to do whatever the leader says. Like, if you don't want to go, don't go. That's sort of what makes America great is that you don't have to
Absolutely.
Do any of this stuff and you can make a stand or a statement if you want to.
But I'd want to go with my buddies. Like, I mean, we were joking about Derek White and Jason Tatum on the podium. Like, I'd want to go screw around in the White House.
Yeah.
Because it's the White House. It's pretty good. Like, I told you, when I went, I stole, like, napkins out of the bathroom because they have, like, the presidential seal on it. And it's like, it's
Secret
cool.
Service comes rushing in here. Give me the napkins.
Even that was cool. Seeing Secret Service men in the yeah. bushes. Like, you're in the Rose Garden, and you're like, hey, there's a guy with a machine gun in that bush over there.
Really?
It's,
hanging
oh,
out
yeah.
in the bushes?
Yeah. Yes.
That's, I didn't know that.
But that's my point.
I've never been to the White House. I've been to D.C., but I've never been to the White House.
I'm dying to go.
Just to go to see that, or just see the rooms where you see press conferences, like, what is it, the Lincoln Room or something?
Yeah.
Or where they do press conferences. And I didn't even get, like, the behind-the-scenes Oval Office tour or anything. You're in the White House. It's just thinking, like, history has come through. And then you start thinking about, like, White House Down and those, like, horror movies or whatever that whatever has fallen. White House, you know, what's it called?
Something has fallen. Olympus has fallen.
Olympus has fallen, yeah, those movies. But no.
And what was the one with Jamie Foxx and what's his name? Magic Mike. Where Magic Mike's,
I think that's Olympus Has Fallen.
Was that Olympus Has Fallen? Okay, maybe. Yeah. That one was pretty good. I like that movie.
But to me, you're looking at the history, not necessarily the man or the politics that put the man in the office at the present time, or you wanted the other woman in the office at the present time. Is she going to be there?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. She's still the vice president, right?
No, I know. I just, I don't know how she's feeling and how many public appearances has she been making.
Oh, she's done a bunch.
Yeah.
Not a bunch, but she's been out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, might as well.
Our own Justin Turpin will be there.
Turpin's going to be there.
Yeah. Actually, what I'm most excited to see is what I call first day of school Turpin, when he gets all dressed up in the comb over and like he, because usually you see him and he's, you know, like us,
yeah,
slobs.
Right.
Just
coming
to work at a sports radio station. Mm-hmm. But when he gets ready for these events, I think he's probably got a suit on.
He came to me yesterday and said, where can I get a suit?
He didn't have a suit?
No, as of yesterday. I said, go to the men's warehouse, dude.
Wow. Now I'm even more intrigued to see what he looks like.
Bradfo should have hooked him up with Gould's Distinctive Clothing.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing, by the way? Is Bradfo still? Well, I'll ask him at 4:30, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, there's something along that line.
Yeah, McFarlane.
McFarlane
awesome.
Energy. Yeah, something like that. 617-779-7937. Celtics are at the White House. They will join Biden in the Rose Garden at 4:30. We'll have any funny stuff that comes from that for you, certainly after that. 617-779-7937. Don Sweeney said offers were made to Jim Montgomery. The Bruins are playing Utah tonight, and Jeremy Swayman kind of got benched. Oh, we'll get to all that next.